did it, actually did it. Sisters, let's invest in our Akhirah bank, all that we need to do. We have a pretty clear idea of what we should be doing after 25 years we completed, right? So alhamdulillah, when we are provided with any opportunity to do good, we should be hasty in accepting it, because we might not be presented it again. So inshallah, all that we presented it again. So inshallah wa ta'ala, we will do anything and everything possible to invest in our Akhirah bank, inshallah wa ta'ala. Yes? Maybe? Is open, sisters. Type one, who is present in the room. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So you all are listening. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And here, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you. We completed just 25th yesterday. And the juz was? Consult. Yes, alhamdulillah. So consultation when working for deen, the deen's work can be done in an office. So we have to do a consultation whenever we are doing any work with Allah, the team. The connection with the previous juz is that when we work as a dayadeen, then working as a team with others and executing any project, consultation is so very important, right? We started with ongoing Surah Fussilat, and we learned to work. We learned three types of science: universe, self, and Quranic ayahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah ended with the qualities of a mukhlis. They consider hardship as a blessing as they have akhirah in focus and they do not despair. And inshallah wa ta'ala, we will try to be among those, and we will keep in mind, and whatever inshallah wa ta'ala we will do to invest in our akhirah inshallah wa ta'ala. Then we started with Surah Shura. Surah started with the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and was told that He subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving and merciful. He subhanahu wa ta'ala should be our wali, no one else. If you face any disputes, then solve it through Quran. Because any and every scenario is given in Quran. Now, you are witness too, since we are just going through ayah by ayah. So we know by now that every single scenario we can think of, the solution is there in Quran. Alhamdulillah. Since the matter of Qiyamah is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so rely on Him and leave all the matters in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah wa ta'ala. We will make it clear that this life in dunya is to sow and grow our deeds. And akhirah is for reaping of our crops. See, akhirah is mentioned so many times in the juz, and in the, especially in the juz, like numerous times akhirah is reminded. So Quran is zikra, and we are reminded of the day of judgment. It's coming and we have to do something about it. This is our time. And so many, all those commitments, inshallah wa ta'ala. Consider yourself a seed that is to be used for the future of Islam, inshallah wa ta'ala. We will be so fortunate, inshallah wa ta'ala, if we are used as a productive seed of Islam, inshallah wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-adil, and He subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when to give, whom to give, and how much to give. So we have to be happy what we got, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is infinite, and He subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whom to give and how much to give. So inshallah ta'ala, content with that, inshallah. We got so much of encouragement when we were told that hardship removes sins. Hardship will reach us like a bullet hit the target. And we learned a hadith from Bukhari by Sayyid al-Khudri, how hardships become expiation of our sins. And subhanAllah, what a consolation. Inshallah wa ta'ala, if and when any hardship afflict us, inshallah wa ta'ala, we will be patient and we will have complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will be removing our sins. We learn the importance of consultation. We should be aware of what we do and should be careful about the people around us. Should be grateful and should seek khair in every situation. Subhanallah. Another beautiful surah, Surah Az-Zukhruf. We learn the traveling dua in it. I hope everyone knows. Could you please type one who knows this dua? سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا لنا إلا increasing your beneficial knowledge. Alhamdulillah. And then we were told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and subdued animals for our use and benefits. We were told just by staying ignorant will not help us. And we have to make dua for the straight path, inshallah wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After creating us, He subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced the jewels to enhance our beauty and delicacy. Don't you love it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all these jewels, all the beauty of the world for women, beautiful clothes, jewelry, subhanallah, just for our satisfaction and to beautify ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love us so much, subhanallah. We were advised not to be arrogant and do not boast of whatever you got. So very important. As it makes a person blind of their drawbacks, we should not compare ourselves with others and becomes a cause of one's destruction. And we do not want that. Do not put down others and do not be scared from people too. See, so many important lessons to learn. So many action points we have to ponder upon. Just fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make friends based on taqwa. Because a person is on their friend's deen. So we have to be very careful about making friends. Given the complete package of Jannah, subhanAllah, and we were told that there will be no grief in Jannah. And the side of Jahannam is that people there will wish to die as they will receive never-ending punishment. And Quran is the only thing that can save us from Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. In next surah was Surah Dukhan, and in Surah Dukhan we learn about Laylatul Qadr, subhanallah, the night of power. What were the four things that make the angels make the night the powerful night? Angels, and Quran came down. Ibadah equals to 83 years and 4 months. Subhanallah, who lives that long? And decisions are made for the whole year. Allahu Akbar. We have to. So today is 23rd night too. And inshallah wa ta'ala, we will strive to work for it. And inshallah wa ta'ala, and we'll work for all 10 days. All 10 nights, inshallah wa ta'ala. So there is no chance of missing. And we will do loads of was, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this powerful night, inshallah wa ta'ala. So ungrateful people will be stripped of their blessings, subhanallah. Work hard as the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this world for us. Leave all of your affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He promised to manage the affairs of the pious. Just remember the day of gathering and act in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments. Inshallah wa ta'ala we will. As actions are the mirror of fa'il. And we are learning ilm. So it has to show. It has to show in our actions that this is what we are learning and this is what we are going to, inshallah, act. And this is how we are going to be obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the beneficial knowledge. Ameen. And for you, and for more beneficial knowledge, let's join Sister Faizan, Atlanta, Georgia, for just 26th Biznila in Journey through Quran. Reminder, be focused. Open your hearts for the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make your hearts a fertile ground for this beautiful kalam to settle in, inshallah wa ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khairan kaseera wa hasan jazah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Everyone should say alhamdulillah from the bottom of the heart because this is the best thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon us. You know why? Because today we will learn about Sahaba. Sahaba means companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with them. And we will start today's juz with this mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want you to be pleased with us and we want to be pleased with you. And with that mindset, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up our heart, because only it's a moment of crying also as well as a moment of happiness. Moment of happiness because we have made it so far, and moment of crying because we have. You know, when a child is born, a mother is worried about the child. As child is growing, a mother's worries grows with the child. When the child reaches teen age, mother is even more worried. And when the child is married, do you think mother says, oh, I am done? No, it doesn't work like that. For those of you who are sitting in maybe a grandmother, or maybe you have seen your grandmothers, you can really vouch for that when a mother becomes a grandmother, the worries never stop. They always continue. Now she's worried about the grandchildren. Now her worry is when grandchildren worry about their children if she gets to live this long life. In other words, worries will always be there. You and I get to choose what type of worries do we want in our life. The worries about Allah, worries about dunya. Because the mind is an amazing thing. Mind is never free. Mind is always occupied with something, if one thing or the other. So we can choose and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want my mind to be busy with. What I want my mind to fight with. With that note, let's listen to the recitation of today's juz while we ponder upon what we have just learned, and then we'll do 6. Juz 26 has many surahs in it, and it seems like, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sharing all these surahs one after the other in one juz, as if every surah is a different flower. Every surah has one of its own taste. Today, this morning, I was watching this flower, and this flower appears to be like a ribbon folded.
قل أرأيتم ما تدعون من دون الله أروني أروني ماذا خلقوا من الأرض أم لهم شرك في السماوات ائتوني بكتاب من قبل هذا أو أثارة من علم إن كنتم صادقين.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعده فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Juz 26, amazing juz. The theme for today's juz is do your part to develop ideal society, because we will learn a surah in the Surah Hujurat that tells us the etiquettes to live a social life. It tells us the etiquettes. Basically, if you summarize the juz in one dominant feature, you know, every time when we learn a juz, there's some dominant feature in that juz. Like, for example, the one juz was about tawbah. The tawbah was a dominant part. And then another was juz about qiyamah, and the preparation for qiyamah was the main thing. In this juz, you will find the dominant feature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is discussing is personalities. Personalities of Sahaba we will learn. And we will learn how they were, what made them Sahaba. And so we can really develop those personalities. We will learn about personalities of a believer. We will learn about the personalities, how they impact in a society generally. And we will learn about how the success comes because of the personalities in Surah Al-Fath. And we will learn in Surah Ahqaf different things. And we will learn so many other aspects. After learning those juz, you and I should be able to feel that there should be a mind map in our minds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to develop these personalities. And this is the picture. Only by this just 26, that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. This society will be an ideal society to live. This is why the theme ourselves. What's written in as a Muslim, and daily does not Muslim, but they're not really on. And people want to see, this is what Quran is. I know this person. She is a student of Quran and she does such and such. So let's make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all the hardships of this dunya and make it super easy to develop a personality that is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the destination of that personality is Jannah. Road to Jannah. This is why our new course that we're offering at Noor Quran, the name is Road to Jannah. You know why? Because once you get on that route, only then you can reach the Jannah, right? You know, it's one thing when a person is sitting at home and they're saying, I want to go to Jannah. Alhamdulillah, great. But once they get into the car and they start driving and they start reaching the place where they want to go, only then the destination will come, right? Similarly, if you need some grocery items, you made the grocery list. Now, grocery list is sitting on your fridge door, right? And the grocery list is hanging there, hanging there, hanging there. After making the grocery list, you sit down on a musalla and then you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I want all those groceries. My fridge is empty. What am I going to feed my family tonight? So please provide me all these groceries. And then you say, Ameen. And you say, I am done. And then you wait and watch for groceries to arrive at your door. It's not going to work. Similarly, when people have this desire that I'm going to develop this personality that Allah SWT is talking about, but then he sits in a musalla and then he prays to Allah, Allah, give me this personality. I really want it. I want to be in Jannah. And then he folds the salah rug and then go to sleep. Things don't work like that in this dunya. The things don't work like that in akhirah either. Inshallah, with that, let's make dua that Allah SWT make it possible for us. In the next slide that you go, you see the dua of just 26. You know, when we have intention, the intention is not enough. Desire is not enough. Action itself is also not enough. We need to have Allah's permission to make it happen. And this is why we must ask this dua. And this is why all these beautiful du'as that we've been learning are taught by Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Did you ever think about it? Why there are so many du'as? Why do we have to know so many du'as? Why Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us so many choices to make du'as in different words? Do you think that the personality of Prophet ﷺ had any flaws? Nasubillah, he didn't. Then why? We learn so many du'as. If you know any book, you can yourself, to tame yourself in the right direction. What I mean is that develop characteristics in love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and of Sahaba. You know why? Because if we truly want to be da'i of Allah, if we want to be a da'i of deen, if we don't have these personalities and we sit in a company of people where they're doing gossiping, slandering, backbiting, being inquisitive, too much curiosity, like a curious George, do you think they will have time to think about what is the purpose of life? No. This is why Shaitan keeps you occupied in these issues. She said this, who said that, their daughter is doing this, her son is wearing that, and she is going through this, and they are having divorce, and all those issues. In other words, a person only focuses on what is apparent in front of him. And this is also a tactic of Shaitan. He makes you forget the big picture that we've been learning in these shows. And that is that Akhirah is supposed to be a focus. When Akhirah becomes a focus, then developing a personality that is liked by others is easy. And you know what? Negative personality can never achieve more. What I mean by that is that negative personality is always thinking about why me, why not me, why they, why them, why this, and why this. So, Surah Ahqaf, Surah Muhammad, Surah Alayhi Wasallam, Surah Fath, Surah Hujrat, Surah Qaf, and Surah Adh-Dhariyat. In Surah Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is the time we're learning the surah about in the name of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Before that, all the other surahs came with other prophets. And Surah Fath is about the conqueror, about the goodness, about the sakina, the tranquility. Surah Hijrat teaches us the social system, how the society should survive and thrive in this system. When we actually follow what Surah Hijrat says, the talking style, the walking style, then we will have a great society. And we can all start one household at a time, starting from my own. And then Surah Qaf is about Qiyamah. It will make you cry. And Surah Adh-Dhariyat, I'm not going to tell you. Let's see what this surah holds for us. So what are some of the main topics we will learn? Age of maturity, what it is, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from this age. And is rain cloud a blessing or is something a punishment? Status of companions in life of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and in the eyes of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And blessings in disguise. We will learn about a treaty of Hudaybiyah. Was it a blessing or was it people, after knowing all this Quran, they still tend to do that. There was a man who actually was doing tawaf and he was performing Umrah. And while he was performing Umrah, do you know somebody heard him? He was talking on a phone to somebody back home and he was saying, yeah, I'm busy doing Umrah. Why don't you go and so he was telling somebody that why don't you go and slaughter an animal in such and such grave because I'm having this business loss in my house. Can you imagine how lost people are? Despite of doing Umrah, while performing Umrah, right in front of the Kaaba, instead of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly, this person was asking somebody else to go and slaughter an animal in a grave. This is how heedlessness is. This is how ignorant people are. This is how Quran is away from our life. People, while doing good deeds, they have no idea that they only supposed to be calling upon. This section teaches us oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't go to other people. Don't ask other people to fulfill your needs and desires. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hameen. Tanzeelul Kitab min Allahil Azizil Hakim. The revelation of the book is from Allah, the exalted in might and wise. Is it really? Say Alhamdulillah. We did not create the heavens and earth and what is between them except in truth and for a specified term. But those who disbelieve from that of which they are warned are turning away. May Allah keep all our hearts of the Muslim Ummah away from any and all kind of shirk. Say, O Prophet, have you considered? Show me what they have created on the earth. They have partnership in creation of the heavens. Bring me a scripture, reveal before this or a remaining truth. You should be truthful. And who is more straight than he who invokes besides Allah those who will not respond to him until the day of resurrection? That is not happen. Day of resurrection and day of their invocation are unaware. Why do you think people do and knock on the doors of the grave and go to the places where they say, oh, ya Sheikh, make dua for me. Or they go to these fortune tellers and all other things. Because they think that they are the one, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we learn from a hadith, when people, whatever they ask, subhanahu wa ta'ala give them from their means. This is why we see when if a Hindu is calling Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him through his Lord, because this is his belief. And this is what makes people go more straight. And I ask the Lord, and my dua is accepted. I am a Jew. I ask my dad. When people ask other than Allah, because we learn in a hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am according to what person believes of me. If a person thinks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give everything, I ask him so. If a person thinks, no, I need to do other things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him go straight in that direction. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly help us and guide us and keep on guiding us and keep on us straight. And we will be enemies to them and they will be deniers of their worship. Meaning they'll deny themselves. And when our verses are recited to them as a clear evidence, those who disbelieve say of the truth when it has come to them, this is obvious.
Oh.